Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Everything has history, and nothing here is sacred. Life can be so pretty if you're willing to change it. Something tells me that I love still.
Listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Look at My Records. It's December 1st, 2018. Really happy to be here today. I'm here with Adeline Hotel, real name Dan. How do you say your last name?
Kanishkui.
Kanishkui. Yeah. I'm glad I asked because I would have butchered that.
It's all right.
And then I just would have gotten corrected, which is cool.
I'm used to it. Years of it.
So, happy to have you here. We played a song off of your brand new record, Away Together, at the top of the show. We played Isn't That Love? Great, beautiful song.
Thanks.
And before we get into this brand new record, which is awesome, by the way, I really, really, really like it. It actually keeps when, I don't know, there's something up with my phone, and I have it downloaded on, like, Apple Music. Sometimes I'll wake up in the middle of the night and it's just playing, but it's very soothing. So,
you know, I think the phone, the Apple Music on the phone is weird. Like when you plug it in, it always plays the same song automatically. Yeah. I don't know why that is.
I'm into it though.
That's good.
But before we get into that, you were telling me you grew up in Connecticut. When did you start this music project? I'm assuming you've played music probably for most of your life.
Yeah. I think I started this project in the form it is now about 5 years ago. I grew up, I play guitar by myself for a long time, but I really grew up as a drummer and played in bands as a drummer and still do. So the band is me with a rotating cast, although this is kind of the first time it's been sort of a settled group. And the bass player in the band, Andrew, he's been there the whole way. So
it's like it is a solo project, but you have a backing band that you work with consistently.
Yeah, I think for a while that backing band was kind of a mix of whoever was around, but it's starting to be a little bit more settled. It's kind of like a core three or four people.
And how'd you decide to kind of make the transition to, if you're a drummer, did you really write a lot of songs in the past, like when you were younger?
Yeah, or? I felt like, I mean, I've always, more so than like playing music, like I love to write music and I was always doing that. I didn't really know how to have an outlet for that, honestly. And so I started playing out under this name when I moved to New York about 5 years ago and made two records and an EP before this. This is the first one that was like very much a sort of collaborative band effort.
So how would you describe the difference in sound then, or the evolution of your sound from the earlier stuff? 2016's, I'm thinking of specifically the record you put out in 2016, compared to now. This definitely has a warm, rich, full sound for something that I kind of originally thought was just as you as a singer-songwriter. It really does have that thick sound, that really warm sound.
Cool, yeah. I think I tend to write like to the resources that I have. So when I made that record in 2016... I was kind of writing that to be performed oftentimes by myself. Whereas like this, we recorded it as a band, and although I actually play solo all the time because I feel like I learn a lot when I do, like I knew these songs were meant to be with the band, so it was easier to write and record them that way. So some of it's conscious and some of it is just I like to write, and then the songs end up in the form based on who's around, and there's a good element of chance to that, which I really like. I like the spontaneity of how the recordings come out and how the performances are too.
Tell me about the writing and recording process behind A Way Together. I know you co-produced it with Will Stratton at the Buddy Project in Queens. Had you worked with him before producing music? Or
Will engineered my previous album as well, and I'm a big fan of Will's records, both Will's songwriting, but also they sound immaculate and he engineers and mixes them. So, I reached out to him because of that. And I liked working with him the first time. So we did that together. We did like the basics in the studio together, and then we did the rest in his house upstate, which is great. I much prefer home recording when you can do it. Just a little bit more freedom. So.
I find some people tell me recording outside of the city, their surroundings definitely influence them a little bit. Did you find any of that kind of recording in a more not city setting?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there's something that just feels like exciting and warm being in these different places. But more than anything, I think it's just the ability to focus. Like I think when you're in the city, there's that city energy, you know, it's tough to avoid. And just being away, like upstate, it's so quiet, you know, and like also when you're here, you go to the studio and then you go home and then you go back the next day. But when you record out of the city, it's like you're just very in it for the whole amount of time that you're working on something, weekend, 5 days, whatever. And I feel like that focus more than anything is what I really like.
Tell me about some of the people that you worked with on this record. I know Cassandra Jenkins, who is really great folk singer-songwriter, did some vocals on the lead single, Habits. Mm-hmm. Who else did you work with, and what was it like working with her
as
well?
Yeah, I mean, Cassandra, I'm a huge fan of her music, and she sings on a couple tracks, and I think she really, like, makes those songs, to be honest. But otherwise, a lot of the lead guitar stuff is by a friend of mine, Ben Saritin, who... I mean, we're really good friends now, but it started, I was just a fan of his band, and now I play drums in his band, so we're, you know, he plays guitar in mine, I play drums in his, probably my closest, you know, musical collaborator
now. What band is
His own name, Ben Saratan.
Oh, cool. That's
awesome. Yeah. And we just recorded a record. Maybe I'm not. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but someday you'll hear
it. You'll hear it someday, yeah. Everyone. Stay tuned.
And then the rest of the band, Joanna Samuels is a great singer-songwriter. She lives in L.A. She sings on a track. And some of the slide guitar stuff is done by this guy, Mike Brenner, who played pedal steel in Magnolia Electric Company, who are my favorite band, you know. So that's pretty cool as well. You know, some of his licks are like, you know, things I've idolized for a long time. So
do you play pedal steel at all?
No.
That seems very challenging instrumental.
Yeah. The learning curve seems insane.
Steep. So you gotta call in the recruits for stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
But it does, the pedal steel definitely adds a nice sound to a lot of the tracks that he performed on. How do you decide that, hey, I kind of want pedal steel on this record? Is listening from other stuff that influenced you and you're like, I love the way that sounds. It kind of gives it that feel.
I think the way I approach that and a lot of production stuff in general is that I kind of just try to surround myself with people whose instincts I trust. I don't like to sort of over dictate what I want. Like, I feel like if I know someone's instincts are going to match what I think the track needs, I'll kind of just let them do something. And 99% of the time, it's really beneficial to the track. And so I'd worked with Mike before. If there were places where I felt like something was needed, you know, I'm comfortable handing that off to him and seeing what he cooks up. And it's kind of the way I've approached a lot of the people who I collaborated with. It's just letting them do, you know, like, I'm a fan of their work, so I want them to do what they're great at. I don't, you know, I shouldn't be telling them what to do.
That's cool. And that's a great hands-off approach that I'm sure they're happy to work with you. You must be a great person to collaborate with then. You know, you trust the people that you collaborate with, it seems. That's great.
Thanks.
So what do you hope people take away from Away Together, this awesome new album?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, I think that this record is kind of, I feel like people have described a lot of my previous work as having this sort of like restless quality, and this is very much the opposite.
Yeah.
I think it feels a lot more settled, both in like subject matter, but also there's just more of like a quiet confidence to it. And I think what the record's about to me, in a way, without, you know, diving in too much, it's very much sort of building like the shared relationship, the shared language that serves as like the basis for relationships, whether that's romantic or familial or whatever. And I think that was important to me. Like, it's definitely coming from a more settled place and it sounds that way. And just this sort of cautious optimism, I think, is the way the record feels to me. But at the same time, what I was really exploring is, you know, I think it's very easy to evoke emotion when you're making kind of restless or melancholy music. But how do you evoke emotion when you're making music that is a little bit, less downbeat? Like, what does that mean? You know, habits, like, the song itself is kind of about, like, being comfortable with happiness when it comes, you know, because it so rarely does. And I think that that's kind of what the record is about, you know, you've sort of found the things you're seeking, but now you're still left with all these like questions, you know?
Yeah.
And that's kind of the things I'm asking and maybe asking listeners to grapple with as well.
That's great. Great transition into habits, because I definitely want to play some songs from this new record. You're going to play a couple of songs live. We're going to start off with Habits, and then we're going to hear two songs live from you, Away Together, the title track, and then you're going to play another song.
Yeah.
What song are you going to play?
It's a new song. It's called Solid Love. It's off a record I'm writing right now.
Oh, yeah. That's exciting. Yeah. So you're right back at it? Anything anything expected in 2019 or maybe a little later?
I hope so. I'm not going to say for sure, but I'd like to.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's kick it into full gear with some of these songs from Adeline Hotel's brand new record, Away Together. This is the lead single, Habits. It's a beautiful song. features Cassandra Jenkins on some backup vocals as well. You guys sound great on it. But here, everyone, enjoy this song. And when we come back, Dan will be playing two songs live for everyone to enjoy. Here we go. Habits.
Did I try enough? And what if I could be so happy now? Isn't that love? Just someone who could break your habits, how close am I to truth? I mean the meaning we both wanted to use, a fiction we could choose.
I'd love to love to love a little better. It was pissing rain, I wait for other weather. We go outside, how often we'd hide away together. I can tell you're not so easily forgotten. Sky was bruised maroon, you leak the dawning. We stay indoors, rearrange on the floor. Every so often, ten-second dream in the warmth we accrue. 1 hour's green and the other blue. Lie down in the light, how strange is to see. These will be our memories eventually. And despite what I say, well, I wanna know if quiet is lack of belief and how easy I go. I'd love, to love a little better. Do you miss your name or taste the hunger ever? We go outside, how often we hide away together. I'm just gonna tune out real quick, but yeah, so that song is called Away Together. It's the title track from the record.
Beautiful song, really awesome song, performed beautifully. Thank you for sharing it with us.
Thanks, Tom. And yeah, so this next song is off a record I'm working on. It's gonna be called, or the song's called Solid Love. I think the record might be as well.
Oh
yeah, but we'll see. I got a couple records I'm working on.
Nice.
This song's called Solid Love. Well, I heard you went away. Like a mountain couldn't bear the weight. You're holding it together like tape, separating real slow. Get a taste for the fall. Chin, I'm dying to know. We create anyway, then we go. Find joy, couldn't it be better? Solid love in between the weather. find your home. Couldn't it be better? Solid love in between the weather.
Beautiful, beautiful song. Can't wait to hear it again when you put it out on a record. All right. Thank you so much, Dan, for sharing those two live tracks. We're going to play another song from your new record, Away Together, Plastic Stars, and then we'll come back and we'll be talking records and playing records. This one's called, again, Plastic Stars.
Another night of endless sitting, listening to television, counting all the places I've been, probably isn't much. I've been everything to everybody, always wondered the extent of loving, and selfishly tried feeling something, not sure exactly what. Plastic stars on the ceiling, fall away, I'm in love. Jane sticks loose into Williams, and my longtime lover still is missing. My home's the place we still don't fit in, not by choice. And can I still ride while sleeping under the way someone else is wondering? And it contradicts like every thunder compliments my voice. Plastic stars on the ceiling fall away on the road.
All right, we're back hearing all these awesome Adeline Hotel songs. We kicked off that set with Habits, then we heard the title track, Away Together, and then a brand new song. What's that called
again? It's called Solid Love.
And then we wrapped up that set with Plastic Star is another great one from Away Together. Thanks for sharing all those awesome songs.
Thank you, Tom.
My pleasure, man. Now we're transitioning to the second part of the program where you picked some records from my record collection, and we're going to play those songs. We're going to play them. That's it. We're playing them. So we started off, we were just kind of gushing about how much we love this band and how much, like, how there's just no one that really sounds like Cocteau Twins from Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh, yeah.
So this song is awesome, too. You picked Heaven or Las Vegas, and you picked the title track. Tell me a little bit about how much you love this band. Do you remember when you first heard them? Like, what got you into them?
Yeah, I don't know when I heard them, but I feel like this record is just, like, the ultimate, like, you know, like that first day in New York where you get to open your windows in your apartment in the spring after, like, a shitty winter. I don't know. I just feel like this band is like ultimate like change of season.
Yeah, record.
Especially today is like for some reason feels like spring. It's like cold but nice and sunny. I don't know. Perfect song for this kind of day.
Yeah, and Elizabeth Frazier just has the most beautiful, unique voice. It's really no one like her. It's
not at all. Amazing. I mean, we were just saying like it would be a dream if one day they ever got back together.
Yeah.
Or even just like did a one-off song.
Yeah,
or
we'd go. We'd fly to Scotland or something.
For sure.
You know,
yeah.
Glastonbury or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
Yeah, but you know, we'd go.
We'd get the round trip tickets. Yeah. All right. So we're starting off with Cocteau Twins, and then I think you had Elliot Smith's XO.
Oh,
up
yeah.
next.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so crazy that it's been so long since he's been gone, and he's so incredible, and I think definitely an influence on you as singer-songwriter, and what a force Elliot Smith was.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that Elliot Smith was like the first artist I remember like falling in love with myself, you know, like not because someone had played it for me like that. I remember not XO but Figure Eight, I feel like, was the first CD I remember really like listening to over and over by myself in my room. And like at a time, I think, when you hear records at that like formative age and then they sort of train your brain for how you are gonna hear music for the rest of your life, you know. So
yeah,
I feel like so much of the music I fell in love with subsequently is kind of because of that. So
yeah, and he is, I mean, especially this album XO, this is probably my favorite Elliot Smith album. There's I think more songs compared to other records, even though some of the subject matter is kind of sad, some of the songs feel more uplifting a little bit.
I know, I'm like, I mean, I love like his older records, but my favorite period are those two, XO and Figure Eight, where he's getting more into that like Beatles pop production.
Yeah.
I mean, his songs are amazing, but he's an amazing producer and incredible arrangements on both of those records.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No argument there, man. Elliot Smith is a god.
Yeah.
He should be given sainthood
of
some kind of thing. Next, this guy, I'm like, I've been obsessed with this guy for a couple of years, Steve Gunn.
Yeah.
And I've seen him perform live a couple of times, and his live show is really intense. He performs by himself most of the time. I actually saw him in Montreal once. It was really, really awesome.
Yeah.
And what a just an incredible musician as well.
Yeah.
And what did you pick? You picked,
the first song on Time Off, which is Water Wheel. I think, and I like all of Steve Gunn's records, but that one, Time Off from 2013, is the one that's really stuck with me. I think after that, like, the songs got a little bigger and there's a little bit more focus on the songwriting itself. But I think on Time Off, it's like a lot of these circular, like meditative guitar stuff. And I feel like it was a big influence on a lot of the playing that I do and sort of the way I've been more approaching the guitar. Definitely.
Yeah.
I sat with that record a lot.
Yeah. That's another good one. You're hitting them out of the park, man. You're making some good selections.
You got a good collection,
dude.
You know.
You're making some good selections. And the final one, Wilco being there. I feel like that record was kind of the last really heavily influenced country record that they put out.
Yeah.
I'd say, because after that, Summer Teeth, I feel more of like a straight up indie rock vibe, I'd say.
And so I guess I chose the track that sort of predicts that move, I think. Like, yeah. I feel like on Being There, they're like in this period of transition, and I picked Say You Miss Me, which is still that like alt country thing that they were known for, but starts getting into those like Beatles chord changes that were just all over Summer Teeth. And yeah, I mean, I love Wilco. They're, you know, they're probably my favorite band, but I love how sort of messy like the whole approach on Being There is. You know, it's like a double disc. There's all kinds of musical ideas. It's sort of not cohesive, and yet it makes perfect sense together.
Yeah. This record, when I listen to this record, it's first of all, it's awesome, but it makes me think. I know we were talking about my the archiving thing I do, the McKenzie tapes. Yeah. And one of the earlier tapes from earlier in the year is this Wilco show at Irving Plaza, where before the encore, they brought like a tray of deli meats out.
That sounds amazing.
And they threw all the meats like into the crowd.
Nice.
I bet it was like one of the first times they like had like a tour rider like stacked.
When was that show from?
97.
Oh, wow.
Like February 97.
Yeah. Like what a completely different band than the one now. But like every period I feel like is incredible.
Yeah.
Whatever they're doing.
Yeah. Throw more deli meats at Wilco.
Maybe that could be it. That could be the new thing for my shows, you know?
Yeah, dude. Just everyone likes salami.
Yeah. I can't argue with that.
All right. So we're about to play Dan/Adeline Hotel's picks, kicking it off with some Cocteau Twins, followed by Elliot Smith, Steve Gunn, and Wilco. Here you go. Heaven or Las Vegas. Oh, no, that's not it. Here we go.
Thank you.
cut this picture into you and me. Burn it backwards, kill this history. Make it over, make it stay away. We'll sing the ending that love started to say. There's a kid on the floor below me saying, brother, can you spare sunshine for a brother? Old man, winter's in the air. Walk me up a story, asking how you are. Told me not to worry, you were just a shooting star. scan the hill, catch a glimpse. Missing signals in the mist.
Baby, say I miss you. Just say
Well, we're back. We're just playing some of So tell me how to pronounce that, because I heard Elliot Smith pronounce it differently.
Yeah, I pronounce it the way he does, Adeline. But Adeline. Actually, like, I mean, same as my last name, you know, no one pronounced it correct, so I don't really care.
Dude, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. Yeah, you're listening to Look at My Records again on Radio Free Brooklyn. I'm going to do a quick on-air read to just plug our holiday party on December 13th. You're invited if you'd like to come. It's at Braven Brewing Company.
Sweet. Yeah,
around here, so we're going to have fun and stuff. But Dan, it was a pleasure to have you. If everyone loved your songs, which they did, I'm sure, where can they get this? It's on vinyl.
It's
available on Bandcamp.
It's on Bandcamp, adelinehotel.bandcamp.com. Got vinyl records. We got CDs. We got some tote bags, which are pretty sick. I think we only have 3 left. So.
Fast, people.
Yeah. And then we've got a show on December 12th at Secret Project Robot.
Ah, great venue.
And some cool stuff coming up next year. So
awesome. Yeah. Can't wait. You guys, we're going to play one more song from that brand new record that you can get via Bandcamp on vinyl, digital download, or CD. This is the first track. It's called So Long. Dan, I just want to thank you again. It was a pleasure. Everyone, go to his show on December 12th.
Yeah, thank
you,
Tom.
The day before. So go to that, and then Radio Free Brooklyn Holiday Party the next day. Everyone, we'll see you next week.
It's been so long, the record. How was I to know? Courage filled you up and I just followed. Could it be it was better? Undeniably so. Would you really trade the weather for half this home? If I only knew the right way. If I could only do it right when I've begun. It's been so long for the record. I waited even though they say our timing's off and you laugh and I don't. Counting it all of the efforts and I laid in like a joke. Would you really wait forever? You ask, can I show? If I only knew the right way to be wrong. If I could only do it right when I'm gone. It's been so long, a record. How was I to know?